Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Mem Gimel, and we're holding about 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins in the middle of the line, Mar Mimashchi, Aisi Tchelta B'Shnei Ravachoi. Everybody have that?
Yeah.
Who is this Mar Mimashchi? Rashi says, Mar Shem Chochem. Normally, of course, when the Gemara says Amar Mar, it's going back on a previous Tano or a Moira that we quoted in the Gemara, like Gufa, Omar Mar. Here, apparently, the person's name was Mar, because Rashi says Mar, Shem Choch. What means Mashchi? He came from Mashchi, Shem Mokai. So Mar from Mashchi, unless the name of the place was Mamshechi, and Mr. Mamshechi, whatever. Anyway, he came, and he had his talis with the tchelis on it. We already said yesterday that if you want to check whether the color tchelis in your strands, in your threads, is really tchelis, or whether it's fake, what the Gemara calls kala ilan, there are two different ways of testing. What are the two different ways of testing? Let's go back just for a moment to remind ourselves. Back on the Amud Beis, we said, starting two lines from the bottom, Utchelis ein lo betika, but Rav Yitzchak bereid Rav Yehuda bodiklei with Geshem. What means Geshem? He would go and take the Tchelis threads, and he would bring Magvia Gila. Rashi said Magvia Gila means alum. Apparently that's what you make aluminum out of. Mayadish of Lilta, that's water of Tiltzon, which is fenugreek. And Meimer Aglayim ben Arboim Yoim. You remember we had two pshatim in Meimer Aglayim ben Arboim Yoim. So you take those three together, mix them. The Torah of Gavai, we now put the tchelis thread in it for overnight. And then see, if it chazusei psula, if the coloration started fading, then it's possible. If it remains strong the way it was before, it's kosher. That was one form of a bedika. Ravada bekame de rova mishmei de ravavira omar, I have a second form of bedika. Maisi chamira arkesa desari. Remember Rashi said chamira is like from the Lushan, chamira v'chamia. Chamira is sour, sourdough. Irkesa means it's very hard. Desari of barley. And you take these strands and you somehow bake them inside this heavy-duty, hard piece of sourdough. And you see, if the coloration got better, then it's kosher. The gray is if it got worse, then it's possible. Okay, so I have two tested bedikois to check whether or not this is bona fide tchelis or whether this is kala ilan. So now getting back to our Gemara, Mar from Mashchi, Aisit Chalta, he brought along Tchelis Mishnei Rebbe Choy, and he tried out the two Bedikis. First, Badku B'Rav Yitzchak B'Rei Rav Yehuda, that was the Geshem on the bottom, the alum and the fenugreek, etc. And guess what happened? And it failed the test. The Ifrit Chazusei, unfortunately, the coloration started fading. Ay, ay, ay. Doesn't look so good. But then he tried out the second one, the one of Rav Ada. Vishtanoi Lamal Yusa, he put it in that hard piece of sourdough of barley, and in fact it got better, stronger. What do I do now? It failed the first test, but it got scored 100 on the second test. Savala Mifsala, he figured, since it's a suffix, I gotta passel it. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa to put on tchelis. I don't want to go and put on kala ilan. He figured, okay, gotta be possible because it failed the first test. Om l'Rav Achoy, Eloha lo tchelti v'lo kala ilani. How could this possibly be? If you're telling me that in the first test it failed, that means it's kala ilan. If he was successful in the second test, that means it's tchelis. So you're telling me it's neither tchelis nor kala ilan. It's not tchelis because it failed the first test. And it's not called Elam because it failed or it was successful in the second test. What's going on? Elishma mina shmu'as adodi itmar. That in fact, although we didn't know this until now, these two tests work together in tandem. They work together. What means they work together? If we did the first test, loy ifrit chazusei, and Baruch Hashem, it did not fade, ksheira, done, we're finished. You don't have to do the second test, you're kusher. However, ifrit chazusei, if in fact the color did fade with that first test, then you go to the backup second test. Then barkina lo bedrav ada, bechamira irchasa desari, like we had above. Ishtani lemalyusa, if it passed the second test, it's ksheira, it's kosher. The greisa, if unfortunately it failed that test, it's possible. So what is the Gemara telling us? What the Gemara is telling us is that you have two chances to be able to go and prove that this is real tcheles. If on the first test it works, you're done. You don't even have to try out the second test. If it fails the first test, you get a second chance by doing the second test. And if it works on the second test, also good. So you only have to pass one of the two tests to show that this is bona fide tcheles. The only time that it will not be tcheles, if it fails both tests. Says the Gemara, Shol Chumitam, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, that you should know, Shmu Asa, Ahadodi Itmar. Just like you supposed a few lines ago, that the two go together, you're 100% right, that when the first test was created by Rav Yitzchak Breder of Yehuda, and when the second test was created by Rav Ada, the two tests work together. First you try out the first test, if it works, and it's cheles is good, done. And if it does not pass the first test, you can do the second test, and it's auch good. So Gemara tells us, Shemosa Adodi Itmar, period. Nushtikum. Rabbi Mani Dayik Vizovin Kechumri Masnisa. Remani was very, very careful. When he bought, he did it with the chumris of the Braisa. What does that mean with the chumris of the Braisa? If you go back to the Amud Beis, where we learned yesterday, Tana Rabbanan, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Tcheles, when you're talking about tzitzis, ein lo bedika, ve'nichas ela min ha-mumcha. It has no bedika. Remember we toiled about that. What do you mean it has no bedika? We just said that there are two bedikas. And the Gemara concluded that means that you cannot tell whether or not the strings were made from lishma with the kosher chilozain tcheles dye, or whether this was in fact the example in the laboratory where they were testing to see whether this was bona fide tcheles dye. And so therefore that, as you called it, swatch that went and they dipped into the dye is no good, and you cannot use it for tzitzis. That's what we said in the bedika. Since it's in the bedika, there's no way of testing to see whether or not the dye, this bona fide tcheles dye, which is in these strings on the tzitzis, is no way of knowing whether this was done lishma, lishem tzitzis, or this was from the swatch that was used to test the tcheles dye to see that it's really good tcheles dye. Since there's no bedika, ein nichas al mumcha, be careful when you buy your tzitzis and you buy your tcheles, you gotta buy it from a reliable source, someone that you know you can trust, who knows the halacha, for instance, that it has to be done lishma, and it has to be tcheles and not kol ilan. Says our Gemara, that who was a Remani Dayik, he was very careful, very scrupulous, Bizovin, and when he bought his tzitzis, he did a kechuri masnisa. Like we just said, he made sure to go and get it from a mumcha. Omle Yahu Saba. So a Saba told him, and now Barry will remind us, what does it mean when it says Yahu Saba?
Except for the Tosfos and Chulinda above, except for Shabbos, Lam, and Gimel, it's Eliyahu Hanavi.
Toysus and Davav and Chulin says that there's a Yesh Mefarshim, that whenever you see a Husaba throughout Shas, it's referring to Eliyahu Navi, except for one particular Gemara that Barry reminded us of. Anyway, so Amalei Husaba is a good chance we're talking about Eliyahu Navi. Hachi Ovid Kamoy de Kamach, Ve'atzlech Iskayu. Shenor Mani, not only you are careful and scrupulous to follow this din of buying only men and mumcha, your predecessors, kamoy de kamoch, previous generations, in the Altaheim, that's what they used to do, and atzach iskayu, and their hatzlocha in their business geschäften. So when you're a mezaris, a medaktik, and a mitzvah, is automatic siyata d'shmaya, and you're going to have hatzlocha in your business. Zuk morvayt, toner aban, halakiach talis mitzvieses min hashuk. You bought a talis that already has the tzitzis on it, and you bought it in the marketplace. Even today, as you know, I think most people buy talisim with the tzitzis already attached. And they buy it in, they buy in a svarim store, or wherever they get it. So now, who was the seller? If you bought it in Yisrael, you don't have to worry. You can assume that the yid that is dealing with talisim of this nature, that it's a kosher talis, that he knows that either he produced it or he got it from someone that did it lishma, and everything is kushabish. On the other hand, if you bought it min ha'ovik kechavim, you bought a talis mitzyeset from a goy, then it really depends. Min ha'tag, or if you're talking about from an established merchant, in other words, he has a store, and he's selling many other wares and lots of other stuff, then since he's a tagar, you can rely on the fact that he is, the Gemara elsewhere calls it mirsas. You have that legabe kashrus, for instance, that even though you only have a mashkiach who's yoytze v'nichnes, he's not there 24 hours a day, but if a storekeeper is found that is a mashgiach that comes occasionally, and they find, he brought in some nevela meat, or he mixed milk and meat together, he knows he's going to go out of business in a minute. Not one Jew in town is going to go and buy from him because the hashkacha will be removed. So Mir says he's scared. So here too, if this guy is selling, he's a tagar, so presumably in his store he has a pile of 10 talisim. If people find out that one of the talisim is not kosher, he's going to lose his business. So therefore you can assume it's kushavirsh. However, you buy minahedjit. Minahedjit means like a person who's standing on the street corner and he's trying to go and sell you a talis with tzitzis on it. It's possible because you never know the makoyer of this talis, whether it was done lishma, whether or not the tchelis is real tchelis, whether it's called the Elon, whether it's from a swatch, ich weiß nicht. Therefore, it's possible. And this hedyut, since he's on a street corner, he doesn't have an established business, you know, if you refuse to buy and everybody else won't buy anymore, so he'll move to another part of town. He doesn't have to worry about selling his store and buying a store. He's just a peddler on the street. So in a hedyut, it's possible. Now the question is, how did this hedyut get hold of a talis mitzuyetzes? So the Gemara is assuming that the source, the wholesalers that sold the tzitzis were presumably all Jewish. This is not a goyish business to go and sell talisim with tzitzis. So presumably the makoyer of this talis was from a Jew. And therefore, Frank the Gemara, the afal pisha amru ein odem rishoy limkar talis mitzietes la'ovid kichavim, achiyater tzitzioi seha. If you are Jewish and you have a talis and a goy wants to buy the talis from you, you got to remove the tzitzis from the talis. Why do you have to remove the tzitzis from the talis? We'll see in another moment. But the point is, if in fact the Jew removed the tzitzis from the talis, then how would this goy have a talis with tzitzis on it? Now, what's the reason why a yid should not sell a talis mitzietzis to a goy? After all, if he's willing to pay for it, what do I care? My talis mitzietzis, I charge $100 to my Jewish customers. A Gentile says, I want to buy a talis. You're willing to pay $100? Fine. What's the problem? My time, why can you not sell it? Says the Gemara, two reasons. Number one, Hacha Tergimu Mishum Zoyna. What means Mishum Zoyna? Rashi has two pshatim. Pshat number one is, maybe this guy has a Jewish girl with whom he lives with. She's a Zoyna, that she lives with him. She, however, is quote unquote, even though she's a Zoyna, she's a frum Zoyna. She would never want to go and live with a goy. Why not, says Rashi? because you're going to be over on the Isser of Loisis Chaten Ba. The Yachoinim deal at length with this Rashi, because L'choy Loisis Chaten Ba means to actually marry, from a Loshon Chasana, a Goy with a Yiddish Amidl, as opposed to living together, which of course you don't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for living together, but L'choy there's no Isser of Loisis Chaten Ba. Maybe there's an Isser of Loisia Kadesha. Anyway, but the point of all this is, says Rashi, this Zoina, when she sees the Goy wearing tzitzis, she automatically assumes he must be Jewish. When's the last time you saw a Goy walk in the street with tzitzis on? So therefore, so we don't have this problem of a trap for all Jewish Zoinois, that they might go and live with Goyim under the expectation, under the understanding that he's Jewish. Don't go and tell a talis mitziyatzis to a Goy. That's reason number one that Rashi gives. Rashi gives a second reason too. If you want to look at the Rashi, Rashi is parallel to our Gemara, Mishum Zoyna. Tell me, Havyalei, maybe this Goy that's buying the talis mitziyatzis, he has a Zoyni Yisraelis, Usvura, and she thinks that Yisraelu, by the fact that he is wearing tzitzis, when's the last time you saw a Goy wearing tzitzis? The Tiboyolein, she's going to live with him. The Avon Mishum Moises Chatinba. And therefore, don't sell a Talis Mitziyatis to a Goy because of this concern. Lishnachron, another reason, Mishum Zoyna Everes Kechavim. Ooh, maybe we're talking about a Zoyna who's a Goyta. Dilma Yohiv Lo Hahu Eved Kechavim Bi Esnena. As you know, when you have someone living with a Zoyna, you gotta give a payment. We have that, of course, in the Torah, when we have the Masa with Yaakov and Tamar, Ganze Masa, right? Anyway, see,
Yehuda.
I'm sorry, Yehuda, thank you. At Yaakov, Yehuda and Tamar. That, and afterwards, since he gave originally some collateral, and then, okay, anyway, everybody remembers the story in the Torah. So you have your Zoyna Vedis Echavim, Tom Yov Lohahu Ovik Echavim Esnena. She's going to say, I charge $100. He's going to say, I don't have $100, but I have here a talis, which sells for $100. Oh, and he's going to give her that talis b'esnena. The umra, and she's going to go and say to the public out there, you know how I got this talis? Yankel Goldberg gave it to me. How else would I have a talis? And a goy wouldn't have a talis. And therefore she's going to accuse Yankel Goldberg of being a zoneh, a person that frequents zonos. Ki Yisrael nos nalivi osel mechshadeh. So that's another reason why we don't want to part with our talesim, which have our mitzuyetzes. Don't give it to a goy, don't give it to a goita, because it could lead to all types of problems.
We would say the same thing. We should write the name on the tefillah, and say the bruchas.
Yeah.
She later take it in the bathroom because the master shahoy with a bucher put it outside and then Azoya took it and she said that he gave it to her.
Very good. So Chesky reminds me that there's a Gemara in Brachos that says that be careful, don't write your name on tefillin and then leave it unwatched, because what can happen is if the person goes into the bathroom and leaves it outside the bathroom, Azoya is going to go and find it and then she's going to accuse this Jewish boy of giving her the tefillin, the esnena, or he left it there overnight when they lived together or whatever, and therefore that will give a...
He killed himself.
Exactly. So that's the same type of situation here. Shkoyach, Chesky. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda says, I have another reason, nothing to do with znus. But shema yislav imoy baderach vihargen. What does that mean? A person is traveling from here to, I don't know, to Lakewood, to Florida, whatever. And then a goy comes over and he wants to go together with the Jew to that Jew's destination. Not because he really wants to go with him, but because he wants to, when that Jew falls asleep or he's not doing what he's, when he doesn't realize what's going on, the goy is going to go and kill him and he's going to steal from him all of his belongings, all of his packages and suitcases, etc. Now, normally a Yid would be very careful about traveling together with a Goy. Remember, in the good old days, the Goyim that we're referring to in the Gemara were all pagans, and they were all choshed b'shvichas damim. So what does this Goy do? He puts on a camouflage. What's a camouflage? He wears tzitzis. So the Yid sees him and says, oh, a Haimisha, another Yid that's wearing tzitzis. And therefore he doesn't mind traveling together with him to wherever they're traveling together. And guess what happens? He's going to go and kill him. Anyway, so bottom line is the Gemara now is given two, or really three, solid reasons, because Zoyna, we have two pshatim in the Rashi, why a Yid should not go and sell a beged with arba kanfois and tzitzis to a goy. And therefore we can assume that this hedget that's holding on to the tzitzis, he didn't get it from the Yid. Because if he gave it, the Yid would not have sold it to him with tzitzis on it because of those concerns. So if he's a tagar, then you don't have to worry about it because he's a professional businessman. And Rashi says, more nafshe, if he's going to go and sell non-kosher talesim with non-kosher tzitzis, then more nafshe, he'll lose his business. Nobody's going to buy talesim from anymore. Mashenkin, if you're talking about a hedget, you never know what's going on, because he may have gotten these tzitzis, maybe he didn't get it from the Yid, because the Yid's not supposed to sell a talis mitzu yetzes, so maybe he put it together himself and used kala ilan, and therefore don't buy it from a regular hedget. Now we start a new shtickle, and this new shtickle is going to get us into much more familiar territory in terms of Talmudic topics. In particular, we're going to talk about mitzvah sasesha, zman grama, shloya zman grama. We're going to talk about brachas that you make on tefillin and on tzitzis and the like, as you'll see. Zokti mar. Rav Yehuda romit chelta leparzuma de inche beise. Rav Yehuda went and put tzitzis on the begodim of even his wife. Inche beise over here means like you go and say, b'nei beisei. If you get a wedding invitation from very religious people, Yankel Goldberg, U Vav Beis Beis, and Ubnei Beisai. Sometimes it says Virayosai. So here the word Inche Beisai means that Rav Yehuda put tcheles, meaning tzitzis, on his wife's dresses, his wife's begotten. That's one thing that he did. Umavarech called Tzafral his ate batzitzis. And every single morning when he came into shul, one of the first brachas that he made was l'sate batzitzis, like we do. Says the Gemara, these two seem to contradict each other. Why? Midirami, the fact that he put tzitzis on his wife's begodim, it apparently kosavra mitzvah seishaloi hazman gramahu. Because we hold that tzitzis is only a mitzvah seishaloi hazman gramahu. And the reason for that is because it says in the Pusik, u'ri'isem oisai. When do you see the tzitzis? During the day. You don't see it at night. So therefore, women, as we know, are generally potter from all mitzvahs asei shazman gram. The fact that he puts tzitzis on the wife's beged is a sim that he holds that it's a mitzvahs asei shaloi hazman gram. Yeah. Barry, are you with us? So it's apparently a mitzvahs asei shaloi hazman gram. In other words, it's a 24-hour mitzvah, not just a day mitzvah, but also a night mitzvah. So frankly, if that's the case, a mai mevorech called tzafra v'tzafra. Why is he making a bracha every single morning? If you're going to tell me that it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, then only during the day and not at night, okay, for the last 12 hours there has not been this mitzvah. Now in the morning the mitzvah reawakens, reappears, just like tefillin we hold. You don't put on tefillin at night, so you make a new bracha in the morning. So here too you make a new bracha in the morning on the tzitzis. But if you tell me it's a 24-hour mitzvah, so there's nothing new in the morning than there was at night and the day before, it's a continuous ongoing mitzvah. Why is he making a bracha? Everything mara, ki Rabbi, he holds like Rabbi. Sanya, tefillin kol zman sheminichon, mevorech aleihen divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says, any time that you put on tefillin, whether it's 9 o'clock in the morning, or even if you put tefillin on already this morning for davening, and you put it on again 3 o'clock in the afternoon, new bracha. What happens if you take it off and then you put tefillin on again at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? New bracha. Cold one. Anytime you put on tefillin, you make the bracha. So here too, anytime you put on the tzitzis, you make the bracha. Frey Timura, if that's the reason why Rav Yehuda made the bracha, he's following Rabbi, Ihochi kol shat anami, based on what you just told me, kol zman shemenichan, why do you only make a bracha in the morning? If he put the tzitzis on at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, in other words, he changed garment, or he added garment, and he put on tzitzis in the afternoon, he should have to make a bracha then too, not just the morning. Everything Gemara, I'll explain to you. You're right. If he put the tzitzis on 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he should make a brand new bracha. The reason why he only made the bracha in the morning is because of Yehuda Inish Tzniyahaba. He didn't change clothes the entire day. Just like most of us today, we don't go and change our clothing unless, of course, they got soiled somehow. But otherwise, whatever we put on in the morning, we wear throughout the day. So there was no need for him to go and put on a new talis cotton at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He only put on the talis cotton in the morning when he woke up. And that's why he made a bracha then. So vosepis in the morning he made a bracha. Very simple. Because when he got up in the morning, he took off his pajamas. And since we're saying, according to Yehuda, that this is not a mitzvah seish as mangram, but shuloy as mangrama, the Gemara assumes that at night he also wore tzitzis on his pajamas, together with his pajamas. And then in the morning, he changed. He took the pajamas off and all of his ksus laila, and he put on a new talis cotton in the morning. That's why he made a brand new bracha on the new talis cotton. So therefore, even though Itake held it the 24-hour mitzvah, makes no difference. Every time you put on a new talis cotton, 24 hours a day, any time, you make a brand new bracha. He only made it in the morning because that was his standard practice. Then in the morning he changes clothing, like we do. Yeah? You get up in the morning, you take off your pajama, you put in your clothing. So he made the bracha there. Fine. So now based on this, we're going to get heavily involved in this shayla about mitzvah seishas man. Groma tonarabat. Hakol chayav mitzitzis. Everybody's mechuyav in tzitzis. Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Noshim. Noshim, women as well. Vavodim. Oh, this Noshim is like Rav Yehuda that said a moment ago. It's a mitzvah say, Shaloi has man groma. Even women are mechuyav. Well, Rav Shimon pointed to Noshim. Why? Neshim mitzvah say, Shaz man groma. From mitzvah say, Shaman groma, Noshim p'turais. Very simple machlik. It's very straightforward. Zoktimar, Omamar, we go over the brace again. The brace on the surface is very strange. It starts with Hakochi of Mitzitzis. Everybody's Machoy Mitzitzis. Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Breitimar Pshita. Hedi Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Ptiri, Man Lechayiv. If not Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, that's Klai Yisrael. So if they're not going to be Machoyiv, then who's going to be Machoyiv? Only the Geirim are going to be Machoyiv. Only the Noshim. Come on. Avadad Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, they're Machoyiv in all Tariag Mitzvahs. It's not necessary to go and start off. You know who the Hakol Chayav Mitzitzis is? The Kehanim Machoyiv, the Levim Yisraelim. Of course they're Machoyiv. Everything more, Levim Yisraelim, you're right. That was unnecessary. The Chiddush is the Kehanim Mitzrichalei. Sol Gadai Techim Enohoy, Luxif, Leisil Bishatnis, Temer Fishtim Yachtov, Yedilim Tasaloch, Alarba Kanfes, Chuscho Asher, Chasibo. And you remember that we learned from this that there is a heter on wearing shatnez if the shatnez is part of the tzitzis. For instance, that you're wearing a begin made out of linen and you have tzitzis made out of tcheles. Oy, oy, oy! You have linen and wool together on the same begin. The Torah says it's mutalach, mutalach. You recall it was a machlokes beshamay and beisil, but of course we follow beisil, that he holds that we're doirish smuchen. And why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu put these two psukim together? Leisil b'shatnes, don't wear shatnes, but go and wear tzitzis. It's coming to go and tell you that tzitzis is the asay, which is doicha the loisasa of shatnes. Wonderful. However, that's by a regular yid that has an aveira of shatnes every time he mixes wool and linen. However, there is a particular portion, segment of Klal Yisrael who are potter from shatnes. You're really who? All the kehanim that are doing avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? Because one of the four begodim is an avnet, the gartel. And the avnet has sheish utcheles. Sheish is sheish marzor, that's linen. Tcheles is wool. Oh, yoy, how can you have wool together with linen? Kodesh Baruch Hu says for the big day kahuna, avnet mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Oh, says the Gemara, I might have thought, when is there a din of tzitzis? Mandle ishtri kilayim legabei belevisha. Who the mechayve tzitzis? The fact that the Torah puts together the Isser of Shatnas together with the mitzvah of tzitzis, I would say, whoever has the Isser of Shatnas has the mitzvah of tzitzis. But hanikayhanav hoyil the ishri kalayim lagabayim. They don't have the Isser of Shatnas. They're allowed to wear the avnet. Not only they're allowed to, they must wear the avnet as part of the big day kahuna. So I might think, no, if there's no din of shatnas, maybe there's no din of tzitzis either. Loy lechayvu kamash malon. That's what the pasuk or the brayis is telling you. Nehi the ishtri b'idan avoida avadah is a heter, even a chiyah for them to wear the avnet with shatnas. B'shas they avoid the beis midrash as part of the big day kahuna. But in avoida le ishtri, but if they're not doing avoida, it's aser. You're not allowed. Very good. So that's why it had to say Kahanim Levim Yisrael. Now, we come on to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is Poitim Menashe. My time under Reb Shimon, why is this considered to be a mitzvah asei shazman grama? The more design you state in Pasik, Re'isim oisei yuzchartim eskol mitzvah Hashem. What is Re'isim oisei? Prat leksus laila. If you're talking about pajamas, of course we're talking about pajamas that have four kanfois. Most of us, our pajamas don't have arba kanfois, but if you had arba kanfois, do you have to put tzitzis on it? Says the Gemara, says Reb Shimon, no, you don't have to. Why? Reason why you say at night, you turn off the lights, you don't see anything gunished. So therefore, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night, pratlik suslaila. So do you want to talk about pratlik suslaila, any other pratlik susuma? Maybe Reason why you say is addressed to that Baruch Hashem, most yin have vision, and it's coming to exclude a suma. Suma, of course, is a blinder, someone who never cannot see. And the Torah is telling you, you that cannot see, you do not have to wear a beged of tzitzis, because you cannot be mekayim or reisim oisei. So as you know, that cannot be. Kishu oimer, it says in the pasuk, asher techaseba, gedilam ta'asaloch, al arba kanfeis k'schuscha, asher techaseba. What do I need asher techaseba for? Harei k'sus suma omer. These extra words come to include a k'sus suma. Because some also, he's going to wear it, asher techaseba. So it comes to tell you that anybody that can go and wear a four-cornered garment has to put on tzitzis, including a sum. What do I do? Amana mekayim arisa moisai. Pratik sus laila. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us is, I have both a ribui and a miut. The ribui is asher techaseba. Anybody that can put on a beged, got to put on tzitzis. Or isam oisai, only those that can see. Exus laila is potter. Frey timar omari isal rabis ksus suma lohoitzi ksus laila. Why don't we go and reverse it? Why don't we go and say, isam oisai is prat liksus suma, because the suma cannot see. Dasher techaseba comes to include ksus laila, that people wear pajamas at night. And you have to put on tzitzis on your pajamas at night. So why are we being moitzi prat liksus laila? And we're being marbo with a riboy ksusuma. Why don't we reverse it? So kimar marbo ni ksusuma sheyesh nebriya eitzel acherim. Moitzi ksus lailish nebriya eitzel acherim. There's a fundamental difference between a suma and a ksus laila. Ksus laila at night, nobody can see anything. Of course, if you put on a flashlight or a torch, it's a different story. But otherwise, you can't see a thing. Gunisht. I remember when I was a bucher in Eretz Yisrael during the Yom Kippur War. Yom Kippur War, as you know, started on Yom Kippur. And it lasted for about 3 weeks or so. Anyway, the Israeli government gave out a rule that everybody had to close all of their lights, make sure nobody had a light, because they were afraid that Chas V'Shalom, the enemies would go and bomb wherever they would see a light. So what we had to do is, all the street lights were out. Even the red light and green lights were out. And therefore, at virtually every intersection in every city, you had volunteers standing there, and every half a minute they would say, okay, pick up their hands, stop, don't go and travel, and let the other side travel, otherwise it'd be constant either crashes or traffic. Okay, so what does it have to do with the price of tea in China? So I remember we had to walk from the Beis Medrash to the Pnimiya. That walk usually took not more than 30 seconds. It was equivalent to about a half a block distance. However, normally you had the light either of the Beis Medrash or you had the light of the dormitory rooms, so you'd be able to see where you're going. However, here we had to go and close up all the lights. What means closing up all the lights? Wherever there was a window, we had to put thick oak tag to make sure that no light from inside the room would go through the window and you couldn't see anything. And therefore, walking from the Beis Medrash to the Pnimiya, we're talking now even 10th level. By the time it got to 15th, that was already easier because then you had the full moon. However, on those days you didn't have the full moon, it was gefährlich. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. Al achas kama v'kama, you couldn't see your way from the Beis Medrash until the Pnimiya. You had to go and take baby steps. It might have taken you 5 minutes, where it normally took you a half a minute, and you had to be careful not to, if it had rained that day, not to fall in the mud, and if there was a pothole, not to trip. It was quite a dangerous situation. And that's when you appreciate street lights and you appreciate lights coming from the windows of houses and all the rest. Anyway, so when you're talking about at night, or Isim Oisoi applies to everybody. No one can see at night if you don't have street lights or flashlights or whatever. So Mara Isal Rabis Ksusuma Lhoitzik Suslai, the Marbani Ksusuma, Shieshna Briya Itzalachedim. Even though the Suma himself cannot see. But when you see a blind person walking the street and you're seeing he's fablunging means he doesn't know where he's going and he doesn't have one of those special dogs, so people who are gracious and generous will run over and say, can I give you a hand? Can I help you? So therefore, he has the benefit of Re'iyah Eitzel Achayim. Nobody can see. So therefore, it makes sense, Re'isim Oisei comes to exclude Ksus Laila, where you cannot see the other person's pajamas if it's pitch black, pitch dark. Masha'enke, the Gabi the Suma, we're going to be Marbihim Masha Techaseba, because the Suma can get dressed like everybody else gets dressed. Anyway, so this is Reb Shimon, that's Poiter Menashe, because it's a mitzvah asay shehazman groma, only during the day and not at night. What about the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon, remember, said that everybody's mechuyev, even Noshim. Rabbanon, hay asher techaseba, may avdilei. The asher techaseba, according to Reb Shimon, comes to be marba aksusuma. But they don't need a riba of aksusuma, because they're saying that at all times, everybody's mechuyev, at night and day and day and night. So what do they do with Asher Techaseba? Al Arba Kanfis Ksuscha Asher Techaseba. Arba Kanfois is Arba, four, state befeish. Veloy Sholesh. So if you have a beggar that only has three corners, then you don't have to put on tzitzis. Ato ima Arba Veloy Sholesh, ein ela Arba Veloy Chomesh. Maybe it's the other way around. What happens if you have a five-cornered beggar? Maybe that's what the Arba comes to exclude. So I have now in the pasuk, al arba kanfes suscha asher techaseba. Arba kanfes is talking about four. Asher techaseba, if you have five, four or six, you're all tzechayv. Frank Timor, why don't you go and do it the other way around? So you're doing umari isal rabbis balas chomesh. Five, you say, is included. The arba you're saying is arba v'loy sholosh. Ulohoitzi balas sholosh. Why don't you go and say the other way around? Go and include the balas sholosh and exclude the balas chomesh. And the Gemara gives the easy answer, and this is one of Gary's favorite expressions: yesh bechlal, yesh bechlal masayim mana. Mar bani balas chomesh yesh bechlal chomesh arba. Every five cornered beggar has at least four. Umaytini balas sholosh and bechlal sholosh arba. So that's what I do with the asher techaseba, to include a five cornered garment. So Gemara, for Reb Shimon, how does he know that then? Because after all, he uses Asher Techaseba to include Iksus Suma. And for the more he learns from Asher Nafka, he doesn't learn Asher Techaseba. He learns from Asher. Asher, just Asher alone. That word Asher comes to tell you not only four corners, even five corners. Techaseba comes to mean Marba, the Iksus Suma. What about the Rabban? Rabban Asher le Mashvulu. The word Asher alone, Sinishtehi Nishtaher, that really is not a Reboy. That's just kind of a helpful word, like the word and in English. And itself doesn't really do anything. It's just putting together two thoughts. See here, Asher is just continuing. What do you do with the Arba Kanfas Ksuscha? Asher techasibah, that you dress with. But the asher really has no substance, if you will. Therefore, Rabbanan said, loy mashwa. Okay, so we took care of asher techasibah. But Rabbanan, what about how you eat some oisai my avdilei? After all, Reb Shimon learns to eat some oisai lahoitzi. Ksus laila, and that's his makar, that it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. What did the Rabbanan do with it recent oisai? And now from here, most of the rest of the Amid, we're going to go into drushes, which are more of agoda than halacha, as you'll see. So, Rabbi Rabbanan, hey, Risa Moisa may abdilei, me boy lele kresanya, shtein the brisa, Risa Moisa uzchartam eskom mitzvah Hashem. Re'ei mitzvah zu, uzchorim mitzvah acheres. Risa Moisa, you see this mitzvah, uzchartam, and it's going to remind you of another mitzvah. Hatluya by. Ve'ezoi, which one is that? Ve'ezoi, which mitzvah is tluya in tzitzis? Zu kriyishma, leini kriyishma in the morning. What do you mean? I learned kriyishma in the morning from tzitzis? No. We learned back in Masechtis Brachos. Meimis ikernis shema bishachris, mishiyakir ben tchelis lelavon. When is the earliest time that you're allowed to go and lein kriyishma lichat chila? Ben tchelis lelavon. That is a time, as you know, which is in between Amud HaShachar and Netzachama. You could be d'yevet, if you're stuck, you can lay in Kriya Shema already from Amud HaShachar. But l'chatchili, you're supposed to wait until the Zman of Yakir ben Tcheles Lovan. Ooh, where do you have Tcheles and Lovan? Do I own Tcheles yarn, Tcheles thread, and Lovan thread? No. I have my tzitzis. If I can go and tell the difference between Tcheles and Lovan, my tzitzis, it's early enough in the morning that you can start learning Krishma. Ah, so that's what Uri Isam Oisai. If you can look at your tzitzis and discern, recognize the difference between the love and the tchelis, uschartem es komitzas Hashem, remember now to go and learn Krishma. So that's what you need Uri Isam Oisai for. V'tan yidach, I have another drasha. Uri Isam Oisai uschartem re'ei mitzvazu uschar mitzvah cheres. Hasmuchala. Remember another mitzvah, not the mitzvah of Kriyishma, but remember the mitzvah of Ezezuzu, mitzvah Kilayim. Now, where does it say Kilayim here in Kriyishma by the mitzvah of Tzitzis? Not over here, come on. Tchsiv, like we had back in the Omid Aleph, Eitzil Beshat Neitzel Mefishtam Yachtov, Gidilim Tasaloch. Oh, Gidilim Tasaloch, that's referring to Tzitzis. The mitzvah Hasmuchala is the Shatnes. So when you're looking at your Tzitzis, or Isam Oisai, you remember, hey, how could I be wearing this Tzitzis? After all, the tzitzis are shatnes. Oh, in tzitzis it's mutter asedek, loy sese. But be careful not to wear another beged which has shatnes where there is no tzitzis and you'll be over an alav. Nochad rashi, tani idach, or isam oisi ischartem eskol mitzvah Hashem. Kim shenischayiv odam b'mitzvah zu, nischayiv b'chol mitzvah kulon. V'reb shimini, diyo mitzvah seishas man gromihi. What's the Gemara saying? According to the Rabbanan that hold, putting the Rabban aside. When you're talking about a mitzvah, say, Shalo Yazman Grama, then that's 24 hours. 364, 365, 24. At all times, you have the mitzvah, say, Shalo Yazman Grama. However, there are many mitzvah, say, Shehazman Grama, such as tzitzis, and such as tefillin, and such as bris milah, and many other mitzvahs that you only do during the day, you don't do at night. When's the time that you can start doing those mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, like the Gemara said before about the Kriyishma, same thing by all the other mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs asei shazman grama. You start off in the morning, just like you put your tzitzis on, or isam oisei, oh, I can see my tzitzis, uschartem, remember to do all the other mitzvahs, which are zman grama, remember to put on your tefillin, and remember if there's a child that needs a bris, get ready for the bris. Anything that is, if you have a mitzvah arba minim, oh, it's time, kach de mois v'yam harishayim v'yoyim, etc., etc. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Rashi says a second pshat that we're not referring to a regular individual that starts his day with the hakara between white and tcheles and now knows, oh, I'm now mechuyev in all the mitzvahs of the day, but rather when it says kinshinas chayev odom the mitzvahs, what he's referring to is a child that's becoming bar mitzvah. And we're saying that this child that's becoming bar mitzvah, or isam oisa, he's going to say the tzitzis. Uschartem, he's going to remember, not only do I have to wear tzitzis, I got to start doing all the mitzvahs that are incumbent on all Yiddish kinder, on all Jews. So that's the tiny idach, that what? Kim Shishchayim Odom Mitzvah. That doesn't mean early in the morning, Kim Shishchayim, but it means when a child becomes a mitzvah, now he's Nishchayim in this mitzvah. In Nishchayim B'chol Mitzvah Kulan. For Pshimini, that holds the mitzvah station man gram. Then why does the Torah tell us that the child is now becoming a mitzvah once he's mechuyev in this mitzvah, he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs? I mean, there are tons of other mitzvahs that we're all mechuyev in. Vos epesit tzitzis. So the Marsha says in the back, because normally, which mitzvah are we mechayim in the morning? The very, very first mitzvah, d'oraisa. Not talking about negel vasa, the tilas yadayim, which is drabanan, but we're talking about being mekayim a mitzvah min haTorah. The first mitzvah is when you put on your tzitzis. You're getting dressed, right? Everybody, when they wake up, first thing they do after washing negel vasa, etc., they go and get dressed. So the first mitzvah I'm going to be mekayim is I'm going to put on my arba kanfois and I'll have that mitzvah. Oh, kiv shneschayiv ode mitzvahzu, if you have a bar mitzvah boy. And the first thing that he does in the morning is he puts on a tzitzis. Oh, baruch Hashem mekayim a mitzvah. Guess what? Now you're mechuyev and all the other mitzvahs of the day. Eventually you're going to put in your tefillin, you're going to put in your singing to say Krishma, Krishma Shel Shacharis, etc., etc. Zokti Moravai, Tatani Idach, Noch Abreis, Re'isam Oysu Yitzchartum Eskol Mitzvahs Hashem, Shekula Mitzvah Zuh, Kena Yod Kola Mitzvahs Kulon. This mitzvah is shokul like all other mitzvahs. And Rashi says over here that famous word that Rashi brings in Chumash, and that almost all children learn, that if you look at the word tzitzis, tzitzis, when it's written with two yudin, has the gematria of 600. Right? Tzitzis, each tzaddik is 90. Then you have a yud, is 10. 90 and 10 is 100. Then again, you have another tzaddik and yud, another 90 and another 10 is 200. And tough is 400, 600. Then you have, of course, the eight strings coming down from each corner. You have the five ksharim, the five knots. So you put together 600 plus 5 plus 8, Tariag Mitzvahs. And that's what we mean, that Tzitzis is Shokul Keneged Kol Mitzvahs Kulon. V'tan Yidach, Noch HaBrais, Re'isa Moishus Chartav Asisa, Re'iya Mevili Dei Zechira, Zechira Mevili Dei Asiya. This is the first of the Braises where we continue on, not only Re'iya and Zechira, Re'iya, Zechira and Asiya. So when you see something that will remind you of mitzvahs that you have to do, and then when you remember, then you're going to come to actually do the mitzvah. Ah, so that's the pshat Re'isa Moisai. This will be a wake-up call. Ooh, yo. I have to remember to do this mitzvah, that mitzvah, etc. Reb Shimba Yechoi Oimer, kol azor is mitzvah zu, zoich mekal b'nei shchina. Whoever zor is a mitzvah of tzitzis, he's mekal b'nei shchina. Why? Ksiv hocha, Re'isam Oisai uschartem. Uksiv hasam, es Hashem akecha tira, v'oisai savoid. So I have Ashtikl Gzeira Shava Oisoi Oisoi. Re'isam Oisoi. And says, Es Hashem Lekecha Tira V'Oisoi Savoit. Ah, so just like that second V'Oisoi is referring to being Oiver Hashem, here too, when it comes to Tzitzis, Kol Azores Mitzizu will be Zoichet to be Oiver Hashem Mekabu B'nei Shechana. Turn around. Chaviv in Yisrael Shesivva Makadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvois. Klal Yisrael is Choviv, is beloved in the eyes of Hashem, that he gave us that mitzvahs that encompass the whole guf, sivivan, surrounds us with mitzvahs. Tefillin b'rashayim, you put tefillin on your head, with tefillin b'zorei sein, and tefillin on your arm. V'tzitzis b'gdeim, you put tzitzis on your begadim. Mezuzah l'pischayim, and so therefore you're surrounded, wherever you go, whatever you do, you got mitzvahs all over. V'alein amadovin, and David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Sheva b'yoyim hilal ticha al mishpatei tzidkecha. What does this have to do with what we just said? Says Rashi. Because Sheva, seven, equals the two tefillin, the tefillin Shebarosh and tefillin Shebiyad, that's two. You have the four tzitzis, four corners, that's six. Mezuzah on the Pesach is seven. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me the Mishpatei Tzidkecha, these seven mitzvahs, and I thank you, and I mahal, I praise you. U'bishoshen nechmetov le Beis HaMerchet, it's a very famous chazal, when David HaMelech went to the Beis HaMerchet, and he was no longer wearing his tzitzis, no longer wearing his tefillin. He didn't see the mezuzah there because there's no mezuzah on the base of merchitz, on the outer door, but not the inner door. For atzvei orim, oymid orim, he's standing there nevach nakid, una mitzvahs. Omer oylish emayt orim b'lei mitzvah chanish ka'ayin mitzvah. Kimich niska b'mila, when he remembered that he had a bris mila, shebe besoroi in his flesh, nesyash v'daitoi, Then he had Yishuv Adas, said, Baruch Hashem, I have the mitzvah of Mila. So I still have, I'm still not mamish, savim the mitzvahs, but I still have a mitzvah imprinted on my guf. The Yachash Yotza, after he left the Beis HaMelech, Tomer Le'ashir, he said, Shira Shenemar, Lam Natzeach Al Neshminis, Mizmar LeDavid. Mizmar from Lashon Zemer, Al Mila Shenitna Bishmini. And the Bris Mila that was given, of course, on the eighth day, and that's Lam Natzeach Al Hashminis. L'choira, one could also add, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the Mepharshim say this, since we said before, Sheva B'yayim Hilal Ticha, that there were seven, now you, at Mila, that's number eight that you have on the person's body. Let's see if Artsko brings that from someone. It's too easy for me to have come up with them on myself. He says, look in the Marsha, Bi'urim Acherim Madua Korish Shminis. How did it get the name Shminis? So, you have to look up the Marsha for other reasons. Presumably this would be the reason. This is the eighth mitzvah. Good. Right. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, tefillin b'roishoy, u'tefillin b'zroya. He's wearing tefillin. And mitzvah b'bigdoy, mezuzah b'pischei, hakol b'chizuk shelo yechta. The word chizuk is like a chazoka, that he's not going to go and sin because he's protected from all sides. Shnemar, v'chuta mishulash, lo yibimheira yinosek. When you have this chuta mishulash. Now what is the chuta mishulash? That you have these three mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of tzitzis, mitzvah of mezuzah. These three together will give you protection so that you shouldn't be chote. The omen. Choyne malach Hashem, saviv liyireya v'yichaltzim. Saviv means that you are surrounded by mitzvahs all over. V'yichaltzim means the malach is going to come and he's going to spear you, he's going to rescue you from the satan, from the satan that's trying to cause you, the yitzhara, that's causing you to do aveiros. Tanya Rebbe Meir Oimer, Man Ishtana Tchelet Mikol Mini Tzavoyim. Why is Tchelet so special from all other colors? Neisha Tchelet Doim Aliyam. Tchelet reminds us of the sea. The Yam Doim Lerkia, and the Yam reminds us of the Rekia of the heavens. Blue heavens up above, blue skies. Or Rekia Lekisei HaKoved. Lekisei HaKoved resembles the Rekia. How do I know? Shenema V'sachas Raglov. Under the legs of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu. Kimasa Livna Sasapir. Uke'etzem HaShemayim Letoyar. It's like Etzem HaShemayim. Uksiv Kimari Evan Saper Demus Kisei. Oh, so the Kisei HaKoved is like the Evan Saper. The Evan Saper, we said, is like the Etzem HaShemayim L'Toyer, which is blue. So therefore, if you remember and you look at the tzitzis, it reminds you of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol who's upstairs in Shemayim and in charge of the whole world. Tanir Mei Oimer, God lo Inshe Shalob and Yoisem Inshe Shal Tcheles. What happens if a person brought a talis and he didn't put on lavan, but he put on tcheles? Or he put on tcheles and he didn't put on lavan. Which aveira is greater? Is the aveira of wearing a talis without lavan, but with tcheles? Or is it a greater aveira to have tcheles without lavan? Says Rameir, it's very simple. So he says, missing lavan strings is worse than missing tcheles strings. Why? A melech had two avodim. Le'echad omar havi li choisim shaltit. Please, go and get from me a choisim that's like a signet ring made out of tit, made out of cement. Le'echad omar havi li choisim shel zahav, made out of gold. Both of them got drunk that night and neither brought either the tit shel, the choisim shaltit, or the choisim shel zahav. Eizmen oinshim meruba. Who is the one that the king is going to be more angry at? Have the oymezesh omalei havili choytim shaltit v'loy hevi. Why? Because the choytim shaltit you can get in any 5 and 10 department store. You can go and get it. Echweis used to be something called Gimbals, or they used to have some other 5 and 10 type of stores like that. So you can get a choytim shaltit almost every candy machine. You can go and get a signet ring made out of plastic for 25 cents. Okay. But how much is it cost to go and get a choisim shalzav? Oh, that really costs money. Then you have to find a dealer, a seller, and choisim shalzav. That's a big, big avoida. So the one that missed and bring the choisim shaltit, the melech is not going to have any rachmunis. Why didn't you get it down the street? You could have gotten three of them. Choisim shalzav, I know you have to make an appointment, and you have to find the person who has gold. So you won't be so upset at him if he failed to bring it. Tanir Mei Oimer, Chayibonu Levarach Meia Brachos B'chol Yoyim. Everybody has to make 100 brachos every day. Shenema, Vati Yisrael Mo Hashem Lekecha Shalom Meimach Kim Yiras Hashem Lekecha, etc. Now, where does it say in this pasuk mea brachos? So the famous word that everybody's familiar with is al tikri mu ela mea. Lat Yisrael, not mu Hashem lekecha, no mea Hashem lekecha shol miimach. And that's the pshat that Rashi gives over here. If you look at the Rashi mu Hashem lekecha, about 10 lines from the bottom, kri bein mea, 100. Tosis interestingly has two or three other pshatim. If you look at the last Tosis here, mu Hashem lekecha shol miimach. The word shoyel is written with a vav. If you take the whole pasuk here, we have it in the Torah Ara Shalim, last one, add up all the letters together from the vav of viata until the last letter of chol nafshecha, you'll see the 99 letters in the pasuk. But that's because our shoyel is spelled without a vav. If you put in the vav molei, then you got meya oisis b'posik, and that's the meya brachas. V'yesh b'farshim, tema oile bi'at bash meya. As you know, at bash is a special type of gematria. You start with the first letter, and you add it, or you corresponding the last letter. So the first letter of the alphabet is an aleph, the last one is a tof. And then you have at bash, beis and shin, gar, gimel reish, dak, and then you get to Hatz. Oh, Hatz. So corresponding to the hey is the tzaddik. Put the tzaddik away for a second. You got a tzaddik. And then you go weiter. Vav pei is vap. Then you have zayin ayin. Za. Then you have ches samach. You have tes nun. And then you have tes nun. And you have yud mem. So instead of a mem, you have a yud. Ah, so now the word ma, the hey, we said has a tzaddik. The mem we just said as a yud, so you had tzaddik and yud together, and you have the gematria of 100. So the word, the word ma itself, not by saying al tikri mo ela mea, the word ma has the numerical value of 100. If you take the corresponding letter to the mem is the yud, the corresponding letter to the hey is the tzaddik, you have 100. Ubekundris pirish al tikri mo ela mea, like we said before, klaim shechayev ches kuf brachas. And then Tosis brings another pshat. I'm not sure I understand. V'yesh b'forshim k'dei lahashlam meya bi'oisiyoy seha b'chikarisa meya hare kulan. Ah, so al tikri ma ela meya, what he means is not that you go and say the word ma is meya, but rather, just like we said by the word shoyel, put in the vav and make it mole, and then I have 100 oisiyas, take the word ma and slip in an aleph, al tikri ma elameya. So not that meya means 100 brachas like Rashi is saying, but by putting the aleph in, now you have the 100 oisiyas like we said by shoyel. No, so then you have meya, and then bahari kulan, so now you've accomplished both. By adding the aleph, now you have 100 oisiyas, as well as Rashi's pshat about tikri ma elameya, that you're talking about 100 brachas. Okay, so you have all of these pshatim. Back to the Gemara, three lines into the wide lines of the Gemara. Rav Chibrei Rav Avia b'Shabbatu b'Yoymi Tavi Torach u'mamalehu b'ispamarki b'isparmaki u'megodi. What does that mean? Isparmaki, says Rashi, means psamim, and megodi means mine megodi. Megodi means our delicacies. He wanted to make sure that he had 100 brachas during the week. Having 100 brachas is not that difficult. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah makes an easy cheshbon of how you get your 100 brachas. You start off with, every person says three shmon esreis, you already have 3 times 19, is already 57 brachas as you start off. And then if you add the brachas of the shliach tzibur, so then you have, in addition to that, another 38 brachas, shachris and mincha. 57 and 38 already gets you to 95. And then we have, of course, the birchas shachar, and you have brachas that you make throughout the day. So accomplishing 100 brachas every day is relatively easy. But on Shabbos, we don't have altogether 19 brachas. We only have 9, not no, we only have 7 brachas in each Shemoneh Esrei. We have a Musaf, okay, good. So you have 4 Shemoneh Esreis times 7, right? You have the 3 brachas Melfanel, then you Mekadesh Shabbos, and then the 3 brachas at the end. So you have 7, 4 times 7 gets you to 28. And then you hear the Shliach Tzibur 3 times, so it gets you to another 3 times 7, gets you another 21, so you had 49, but you still have got a lot of brachas to make up. Okay, the Birchas HaShachar, and you bench, you get four brachas, and yeah, all of that is true, but it's hard to get to the 100. So therefore, Rav Chiya Bar Avya was very makbin on Shabbos and Yom Tov to smell psalmim a few times. Each time you can make a bracha, bari atzi psalm, bari isvei psalm, bari mina psalm. Umagodin, he would go and have extra treats. Maybe that's where the Shabbos nash, or nash parties that all the children are used to, because they should go and make the 100 brachas. They tell the Masa by the Briskaruv that he was very, very makbid on these 100 brachas, and that one time it was shortly before Mincha, and he asked his host, or his wife, or whoever was in charge, can you do me a favor, please put out here on the table a drink together with a piece of cake, or together with a fruit, and they say the intention was because he wanted to make the 100 brachas. And then after that, he went and davened Mincha, and at Mincha he got an aliyah. And after davening was over, he went back to his wife and said, I no longer need the drink and the piece of cake. Why? Because he already had two more brachas which he didn't expect, because he had the aliyah by Mincha. He had the bracha lefener, bracha lachrei. He said, okay, sure, you know, I already have 100 brachas, I don't need the other two. Azoy de tzeltem in the masa. Anyway, continuing on, let's finish off the Gemara. Tanya Rameya Oim Bechai Bada Lavarach Shalish Brachas B'chol Yoyim. Among the Birchas HaShachar that we say every single morning, you should say these three. Elohim Shasani Yisrael, Shlo Yasani Isha, Shlo Yasani Bur. Of course, we don't say Shasani Yisrael, we say Shlo Yasani Goy. Shlo Yasani Oved, Shlo Yasani Isha. So now, the Yasani Yisrael is the same as Shlo Yasani Goy. The reason why we don't say Shasani Yisrael is brought in the Mefarshim, because there's another Gemara that says that, Gemara in Erevin, that a person should say it's better that the person should not have been created, right? Toiv lo yishalei nivra misha nivra. And since it says Toiv lo yishalei nivra misha nivra, how can we thank Hashem for creating us? It would have been better not to be created. So to go and say Shlo Yasani Goy, that's a negative. He's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't tell you to go and create me. It would have been better, Toiv Shalai Nivra. Good. But now that you created me, Baruch Hashem, you didn't make me into a Goy. So that's fine, Shlo Yasani Goy. So that's the reason why you say Shlo Yasani Goy, instead of saying Shlo Yasani Yisra. Shlo Yasani Ishas, we do say. We don't say Shlo Yasani Bur. Bur means over here in Amu Uret. And in fact, the Gemara comments on that. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Shame Lebrei, he heard his son, Davakam Avorach, he made this Baruch Shlo Yasani Bur. And the father of Acha bar Yaakov was a little upset. Amalei, Kuli hai nami. You go to the extent of making such a bracha. What was the kasha? What do you mean, kuli hai nami? So Rashi has two pshatim. Pshat number one is, it sounds like you're shtikl balgaiva, and you're going around and telling everybody, Baruch Hashem yichbinishka amurit. I'm a Talmud Chochem. Who said you're Talmud Chochem? Maybe you are amurit. Did you go and take a feher and call it terikula? Do you know every single toys is a mesachsis menachas? Who says that you're not a bor? If you are a bor. So that's a shtikl gaiva that you're making a bracha, Kodesh Baruch, you made me in Talmud Chach. That's one pshat. Another pshat, says Rashi, is that I can understand why you're making a bracha Shlo Yasani Goy and Shlo Yasani Isha. Because those brachas are saying, Kodesh Baruch, thank you for giving me full Taryag mitzvahs, Mashein ken a Goy that only has at most Sheva mitzvah b'nei Noyach, and an Isha only has her mitzvah, she doesn't have all Taryag mitzvahs, she's parted from all the mitzvahs shows man grama, like we spoke about before. So that would make sense. But a boor was an amoret, he's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. So why are you saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for not making me a boor at amoret? But amoret is mechuyev in all 630 mitzvahs, just like a Talmud Chochem. So those are two pshatim that Rashi asks, explains what means kuli hainami. Amalei, so now the son said to the father, Elmai Mevarach, what bracha should I make instead? So the father says, Shlo Yasani Oved, which of course is Arminic. More behind the Isha. Eved and Isha are the same because an Eved has all the mitzvahs ki Isha. So it's like repeating the same bracha twice. Eved the Gemara, in terms of mitzvahs, you're right. But Eved Ziltfei, Eved still is on a lower madrega than Isha because we're not only talking about in terms of halacha, but also in terms of gashmias, that people will respect ladies, just like they respect men, but people don't respect so much Avodim, because Avodim, especially in Eved Kanani, which is what we're talking about, unfortunately he has Zilzul, Ziltvei, and therefore we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he made us free people and not Avodim, and he gave us all the mitzvahs, not like an Isha, and he gave us all the mitzvahs, not like a Goy, Shlo Yasani Goy. Stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful evening.